Everyone feeling the Christmas spirit now? Yeah. See, all of these Advent texts are like this. Every single one of them. They're not like warm and fuzzy. Because you don't get the hope, peace, joy, and love through warm and fuzzy, friends. That's not how we get these more than emotions into our lives. See, I can feel a momentary sense of like, yeah, life's going to be better. Or, wow, we went to that family gathering and everyone got along for 3 hours, right? Or, wow, that was a really fun experience, right? Like, we have lots of moments like that. But how many times have you had those experiences and within an hour later when you're alone, you don't feel that at all, right? That you look around the world and go, my world is a mess. I'm not feeling joy, not feeling love or peace, certainly not very hopeful, right? And why is that? And I believe that the secret to this week's word, joy, is actually all over this text. If you want happiness, if you want delight, if you want joy in your life and in our world, then you've got to confront the imbalance and inequalities that exist in our world. If you want joy, Jesus says, if you have two coats, give one away. Right? If you have something where you have more of, give it to someone who's in need. Has anyone ever given something to someone and not felt some level of delight and joy? You know why that's the case? It's not just because you gave something to someone. It's because you know you corrected something that was off. You fixed something that was wrong. You confronted an injustice. You filled a need. You said, well, that's not right. Let's fix that. And this entire text is about that. John comes to them and says, every valley, every low point, every inequality, it's going to be filled up. Every mountain and hill, brought low. Where someone has two of something, they're going to willingly give it to someone else. Where the paths have been crooked, they're going to be made straight. See the advice to the tax collector there? Hey, how about you not take more than what you were supposed to? The advice to the soldiers? Hey, how about you don't intimidate and extort people? Which, even today in our world, when you go all over the globe and you look at anybody with even the least hint of power, and you go to most third world countries, most of it happens by graft and extortion, right? And so, of course, this is what's at work in this text. Unless we forget all of those names that I mispronounced at the beginning of that text, they're there for a reason. Do you know what Luke is doing here? He is naming all of the people who were up here, who by the time he writes this, have been brought down. He's naming Pontius. He's naming Herod. He's naming Philip, Herod's brother. He's naming those two other people that we've never even heard of before, right? They're only mentioned here in this particular text. And it's like, even me, who's very familiar with Scripture, went, oh, yeah, I haven't said those names in like 12 years, right? Yeah. There's all these rulers that were up here. They were on top of the world at the time. And Luke names them because people go, oh, yeah, I remember when they toppled. Oh. And Luke is saying in this very nice, amazing undercurrent, remember what God did? There is hope for your world. There is joy right around the corner. God's going to do what God does, and all of these folks who have been bringing all of this imbalance to life, God's going to do God's thing, and there will be joy in the morning, friends. Joy is just around the corner. It doesn't come from some warm, fuzzy thing. It comes from when the imbalances of our world and our lives are made right. That's why this time of the year, we emphasize generosity so much. That's why we invite you to go out into the hallway and find a stocking a few weeks ago, right? It's why we even have these little envelopes that say, what on it? Oh, yeah, Christmas joy. And you're like, how am I supposed to find joy putting some cash in this envelope, right? I dare to say that most of the times I have found joy in my life, I've been giving not only money, but my time, energy, sweat, and oftentimes tears. And on the other side of that event, not the warm and fuzzy one, but on the one where I've given myself away, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, but oh, I have this deep, deep feeling that I have found my purpose in life. I found significance. I know that what I did actually did something to help, to make a difference, to transform, because I corrected an injustice. I did something about something that wasn't fair. I took something that oftentimes we just look at and go, what are we going to do about that? And I found one human being, one individual, and I walked into their lives and did something. And as a result, I am filled with joy. Joy that's almost unspeakable. Joy that you're like, that a person runs into and you goes, man, you seem tired. You're like, I am. I'm kind of exhausted. Are you okay? Yeah, actually, I couldn't be better because I did something that was worthy of joy, worthy of love, worthy of peace. And as a result, I have hope. Friends, in this Advent season, with all of its expectations, with all of its anxieties and worries, with all the things that are going on in our world and then in our own lives, I promise you, you will not find happiness, delight, joy through some warm, fuzzy event, no matter how many Christmas events you go to. You will find it by doing the right thing in a world that is off balance. You will find it by looking a need square in the eyes and coming alongside. You will find it because you made someone's wrong world a little more right. Amen.